OPM Director John Barry says policy changes will incorporate lessons from past snow events.
We do have some changes that will be coming forward that we'll be bringing out that will hopefully make it better.
He's tight-lipped because OPM is still refining the plan with agency human resources chiefs. But he's letting loose one thing. Barry would like to have more feds telework when they can't get to the office.
It is a very effective tool in maintaining the resiliency of government. And to the extent that we can arm our employees to be able to work effectively from alternative locations, that's better service to the taxpayer and allows them to do their jobs and keep the functions, the essential functions of government, moving regardless of what the weather is or the earthquake situation is or whatever.
That resiliency was on display during last year's snowstorm. Federal buildings were closed for 4 days. Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary for Administration Ned Holland says grant beneficiaries still wanted their money on time, and the agency's program support center gave it to them.
Because the PSC had in place teleworking capacities, they never missed a beat. And during those 4 days, the program support center processed $8 billion worth of grants. California, parts of which had never seen snow, got its Medicaid grant on time those days, in spite of the government being shut down. That's a result of telework.
Holland spoke at a recent town hall sponsored by the group Telework Exchange. Current federal policy says agencies should consider requiring employees to telework whenever weather forces government offices to close. But it also advises agencies to let employees telework routinely so they know exactly what to do when snow strikes. Some supervisors don't like that idea. Justin Johnson is OPM's deputy chief of staff.
The managers that are resistant to telework, the reason they're nervous about it is because they kind of have the mentality that, well, if my people are in the office, I know they're working. And over time, I mean, people have started to question that premise.
He says just because somebody is at a desk doesn't mean they're hard at work. He moderated a panel at the telework event. Microsoft Global Workplace Strategist Martha Clarkson encouraged federal managers to let go of the leash.
So you got to err on the, I trust them, they're out there. And then if there are problems, you got to shore up the dam. At least that's my experience, rather than the other way of, well, I'm going to start out really structured and then, you know, I'll get looser as they prove themselves. You know, nobody likes to work under that.
She says managers should focus on the work being done rather than the workers. Even when managers support regular telework programs, employees may push back on snow days. Most of the Patent and Trademark Office's examiners telework at least 1 day a week. Telework Senior Advisor Danette Campbell says they know the rules beforehand.
If you are going to telework, if you're going to sign an agreement, you're going to participate in this initiative, you understand from the very onset that if there is the threat of inclement weather, right now we've transitioned to a universal laptop, then you take that laptop with you when you leave the night before and you will be expected to continue to work the next day. I mean, that's it.
Even if people who work at the office get the day off. To make that easier to swallow, Campbell says managers should discuss all the what-ifs with employees before they sign a telework agreement that's required by law. OPM Director Barry says productivity is second to one thing on snow days.
The safety of our workers is one of my highest priorities and always will be. We look at each of these events as how do we do this better and how can we improve so that we can make our employees safer, how can we enhance communication and speed, etc. And so we're working with the Council of Governments, we're working with the states and the authorized officials who handle emergency issues in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., and all with the goal of safer, 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 safer.
He says OPM will unveil its new snow policy in early November. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.